Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth, the catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Li Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt moves to third. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive towards third. Adair catches it and steps on third to double up Wirt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Joe Foy pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair juggles the ball. That's an error on Adair. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tardabul moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Earl Wilson now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Ken Harrelson. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is walked intentionally. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing right field. Mike Andrews now playing shortstop. George Scott now playing third base. Dalton Jones now playing second B. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Bill Landis now pitching. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Ray Euler. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Bell now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.